Welcome to Living Life and Love at Night. I'm your host, Mark Braxton from Raleigh, North Carolina. So tonight, my topic is, you are what you speak. Yeah, it's a riff off of you are what you eat, but you are what you speak. And I want to talk about it briefly, and I will share that I'm guilty of it. Speaking negative things into our lives or negative things about ourselves, we have to be very careful. You know, our words are alive, and we speak negativity about ourselves, about our situation, about what's happening. Those things come true. I've been very guilty about it, you know, just to be quite honest. You know, I can't sit here and say, I want you to be mindful of your words, what you speak, if I'm not going to be honest about what I'm going through. And I'm learning that the more I speak negativity into a situation, or even about myself, the more I start to believe it. And then when we start posting things on Facebook or Instagram, social media, about our situations, we give it more life, because now it becomes a living document. And when you post things about yourself or the people, you know, those things travel. Screenshot, save, it lasts forever. And if you know about Facebook, it'll come back in 5 years. Hey, remember you said this about yourself, about this person. So I just feel like we got to be mindful of what we say about who we are as people and about other people. Start speaking life into our situations, into who we are, and to other people. You know, we're living in a rough time where things are challenging. And the last thing somebody needs is something negative said about them. The last thing you need is somebody to say something negative about you. And that includes yourself. Last thing I need is for me to say something negative about myself. We just really need to be mindful of the words we speak and how, when we speak those things, how they manifest in our lives and how they become alive. It's not just the words sometimes, it's how we say things to people. Lately, I think we all have been a little grumpy. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, yeah, I get a little grumpy at times. Because, I, you know, it's been a challenging year. You know, you deal with the frustrations and everything else. But be mindful of how you project your energy onto somebody else. And how you project your energy on yourself. Because sometimes we're hard on ourselves and we're down on ourselves because we made a mistake. You know, be careful now. And I see a lot of comments and memes on Facebook about relationships. Yeah, relationships can be challenging. They are hard. Sometimes it is hard to trust people based on what you've gone through in life. However, if you're constantly posting about no one wants to be with you and all this stuff, eventually that stuff's going to come to life because you're speaking it into your own life. If you have a desire to find a mate, to be with someone, speak that into life. Speak that you're given who you need in your life and the type of relationship that you want and desire. But if you're sitting there saying, you know, every person's this and this person's that and that, well, you spoke it. That's what you're going to get. The more you say it, the more you're going to believe it. So, just for all of us out there, that includes myself, be very mindful of what you're saying, what you're speaking, the tone you use. Let's try to work really hard on speaking life into each other, even if it's just as simple as saying, have a blessed day. Somebody needs to hear that. This has been another episode of Living Life and Love at Night. Y'all take care. Remember to love yourself, and love others. And speak positive words. Have a great night. Peace.